Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
flying Venice West. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole. Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, talking in. I adopted these niggas, still I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. All your diamonds up, cause we in it, getting up again. Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might merge it. Flee in the G450, I might search it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Control level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got my showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah. Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Via Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Put some immigrants, through your fences. We digging tunnels, can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, bump a cigarette, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, Jay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lane. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
New Talk City Radio with the Fruck is poppin'. Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the Fruck is poppin'. Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
You already know what it is, man. It's New Talk City Radio. Vice.
Yep.
Goody.
Challenge, son.
That Jay-Z Kanye shit went ballistic over the Otis Redding sample.
La, la, la.
Yeah, that shit was crap. All right, guess what, Vice?
You're good.
Somebody's in the building.
Who's in the building?
Who else, B?
Who's in the building?
Who else?
Who the fuck is in the motherfucking building, son? State your name.
He delivers your packages. He makes sure you get all your packages on time. He's from the Bronx, New York. He's your local DJ, DJ Showcase.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Thank you. It's far too
come
fine.
On
thank
down.
You. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen, that's enough. Gentlemen, thank you.
Show, what's going on, baby? What's going on, Showcase?
Well, I'm back. I took a little hiatus, and thank you for having me back.
That's what's up, son.
First and foremost, I want to apologize if you fell out of place like 3 weeks ago.
Somebody told me I have to tone it down. I have to start appealing more to the white crowd. So you know, I had to get the voice correct and make sure my vernacular was proper.
Ooh.
And I'm easygoing, as they say in the hood.
I don't think we have any white listeners, but if we do, shout out to y'all. Our listeners are predominantly Hispanic and Black.
I'm reaching out to a broader band here.
Okay.
We us here at New Talk City Radio, we like to expand the knowledge of the hip hop culture and the genre and the lingo and.
All right, we got you, man.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, Vice. Good afternoon. Actually, good evening, Vice.
Yo, sorry for the delay. Switchboard is acting super crazy. It's got to be on Houston time because, I don't know, somehow it booked us for a 9 o'clock start, and we are 8 o'clock start, so we started off at 8:30. So all of y'all joining in just now, y'all already know the deal. Anyway, that's a nice topic, man. It's a very interesting one, Vice.
Yeah,
I've been having a...
Yeah, Vice is having a feel with me. Vice is like, yo, this guy, you came back here talking like that, son? Are you serious?
It's not Showcase, man. It's more like...
Are you serious? Are you serious? Wait a minute. First of all, I need to apologize to Vice and to TDI for my little Mel Stacks hiatus. I'm going to apologize to the listeners for my little Mel Stacks hiatus. You know? I saw a little couple wand dance and stuff like that. I don't know. Vice, you know what it was? I was negotiating my contract.
Oh, okay.
I was negotiating my contract. I thought that
you
I was
on a lockout. You was on a lockout for a little while?
Yeah, I was on the lockout. I was on the NFL lockout. I just had to negotiate my contract, and I had to make sure that when I came back, you know, I was appreciated.
You always appreciate.
Thank you, Dave. You first to come. But, you know, as far as that little white boy shit, that white boy talking shit, fuck that. Forget about it. I'm back.
New Talk City Radio with the fuck is poppin'. It's your boy, Relly All-Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
But you know
what? All right, tonight's topic.
TDI, let's get right into that topic, TDI. Let's not even waste no time.
That topic, all right. The topic is, at what age is it appropriate for a person to start having kids? Like, is 35 too late? Is 21 perfect? Is 20 too early? Like, I'm getting a lot of mixed responses out there and all that, man. So I want to kind of, you know what I'm saying, let y'all call it. Somebody got to tell me, man.
This is Vice.
No, hold on, Vice. We got to get, I already know how you feel, but I don't think we want to hear your perspective on it.
I'm going to mute myself right now, then.
Nah, matter of fact, you know what? Let's get Vice input on it.
We gotta get our input first and then take our input later. You see, I've been out for 3 weeks and already you told Vice to start up. Vice, go ahead.
Oh, where's the Vice go?
He cleared his throat or he put us on mute because you upset him, son.
Now, I would like to get people's input on,
so
like, you
Vice
know what I'm saying? What's
the input on? Vice.
Yeah, Vice.
I'm back, Vice.
Shut it off. Shut it off.
Take the mute off, Vice. Come on. Vice. Vice.
I'm not here right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, Vice.
Damn. See? That was hot. But, Vice, seriously.
Yo, let us know, man. Like, you know.
What's your perspective, Vice?
Me personally, as a dad, I chose to have my first daughter. You know, it was my daughter. She came out. I really wanted a boy, but I'm grateful to have my daughter. I said, when I hit 21, I'm going to have my first child. You know what I'm saying? I hit 21, I had my daughter. She's 12 years old now. Beautiful. Appreciate it. You know?
Now let me ask you something. For you saying that you chose, right? You actually planned on the birth at 21?
Yes. It's crazy because I planned, like I said, when I be 21, I'm going to have my first kid. Then when I hit 22, I'm going to have another kid. And that's exactly what I did.
Okay, see, but you planned it. Now, you're a smart, intelligent dude, but we need to get into, like, the unexpected ones. Like, when is it?
What age is the oops appropriate and what age is the oops not appropriate?
Because you as a man saying that you planned it at 21, it's completely different when a person just has a child at 15.
Or 18.
Oh, man, son.
You
know what I'm saying? You planned it.
There's a show called 16 and Pregnant. I sit down and I watch this show with both of my daughters, you know what I'm saying? So they could get a feeling like what niggas is really about, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, yeah, I love you, all this and that in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Then when something pops off, they'll leave your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see, that's how I feel too, but, you know, being that you playing at 21, that's cool, but, you know, I kind of side with you know.
I know. I understand.
After 30. After 30. You know, after 30. After 30, you can have that oops. No, I'm saying after 30, you can have that oops, and it'll be okay.
Not really, son.
It'd be better than having the oops at 15.
It is. But to me, after 30, nah, fuck that.
You think it's too late?
To me, that's I don't know. Not after 30. I don't agree with after 30, son.
I'm an after 30 man. I actually consider after 30 a good time. I actually for my entire life I never planned to have children until I passed 30. You know, then I had my little oops.
I'm gonna tell you straight up. You know what I mean? I had my first oops. My first one would have been like 16, 17 years old right now.
Yeah,
you know
my first two oops would have been like 15, 16, too.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. Just move forward. I'm just blessed to have my kids growing up with my kids at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's a good thing. It's like a gift and a curse. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's good because you grow up.
Like it was not.
You're young.
It was not meant. For me to have that first one, you know what I'm saying? I was out there wilding out. TDI, you know me personally the way I was doing. And I felt like I was not even ready, you know what I'm saying? And the person that I was with at that time, they was not even ready. So we said, like, yo, you know what? Forget about it.
Let me ask you something. Now, here goes the second question. Vice, you know, is not to get too personal. How old are your parents?
Shit, my mom's just turned 46. My pops is like 51. Tell you the truth, my mom's had me, you know, when she was 15 herself. You know what I'm saying? And she did a real fucking great job. You know what I'm saying? She never, you know, my grandmoms helped her out. You know, after that, like 16, 17 years old, she got her an apartment. And ever since then, you know, I've been good. You know.
See, now you came from the upbringing of that, but you know what TDI, I think TDI's point is right now, there's a lot of kids right now having kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're having kids. I don't agree with that.
And there's a lot of kids having
out,
kids,
huh?
And the bad thing about that, and you know, you just said it, your mom's had you at 15, but the grandmother was there. There's no longer grandmothers to be there. Because the kids kids now. Their kids are having kids, and their grandmother's like 30, and they're not ready to be a grandmother. Who's ready to be a grandmother at 30 years old?
Shout out to anybody who's a granddad or grandmom at the age of 40. Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I got a couple of those people, you know what I'm saying? I got like...
Shout out to,
you know.
If you're 40-something years old and you're a grandparent right now, shout out to you, bitch.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. They get
but
really
like,
mad.
No, you're a young grandparent, like...
Nah, they some that be stressed the fuck out. Like, you crazy? I'm 40 years old or 35 years old, and I'm a grandpa. Get the fuck. Like, these people that really get mad. You know what I'm saying?
They're stressed, right? They're stressed, and with that stress, they're not able to help out the situation. You know, that's the issue at hand. Because TDI bring up a good point earlier. You know, earlier we had a little pre-show.
Right.
That with the kids having kids. There's no more morals.
I feel like the parent thing ain't as tough as it used to be, right?
It's done.
Remember when,
it's done.
When
it's
our parents said something, it was something like, Vice knew me personally. Vice knew me personally. Yeah, like my pops. You know how my pops was, Vice? Like, he said something, it was it. That's it, son. I used to be at the basketball courts, man. He let that whistle go. I was peeling off from the basketball court,
running to get there.
Let me tell you something. As soon as the fucking street lights come on, my nigga, I had to run home, my nigga.
Woo! You and me both, my dude.
As soon as you see the light, like orange, before it gets, you know, the usual color, like a white.
Right when it's warming up, right when it's warming up.
When the light is warming up, you best believe I was running home, my nigga.
How about this?
And I had the best fun ever. Everybody's having fun, whatever the fuck they're doing, but I had to make sure I get my ass home, son.
How about this one, Vice? How about this one? You're standing by a light post, and all of a sudden you hear,
that's it. It's a wrap. You better start running.
Done.
Yo, I think parenting back then was a lot tougher.
than what it is now. Because I be seeing these girls with their kids and all that, and they don't have no control with their kids. Like, they got their kids is mad disrespectful.
The kids is the parents.
Word.
Because the kids are the
parents. I don't know, man.
So right now, I guess we're all pretty much equal. After 21 is a good time to have kids.
A lot after 21. Leave it up to me. I know people who had kids at 28 and they wish they would have waited.
Yep.
It's different, though. I guess it's to each his own, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's to each his own, but it's to each his own.
Sometimes these people out there that wait until like 45, 40 years old, I'll be like, what? Are you serious?
Yo, but you know what? That's the way it should be, though. Like, all right, let's keep it. Who we know, Vice, man, that, all right. Good example, Mobster. He's the last out of the crew, right? He's the last one out of that bunch.
Yeah.
He's the youngest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How old his pops was when they had Mob? I would say late, like 40s.
Hell yeah.
Correct? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me and Mobster is like, what, 2 years apart?
My parents are in their 60s.
Okay. 30-something. Okay. 30-something. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's better as an older parent, like in their 40s, only because they're already done being a child. They're already done being that young bachelor. Now it's time for them to, you know what I'm saying? That's a good way to step up and kind of wind down on your life. If you actually,
you know what I'm saying? And it's not, because I got one of my boys, that nigga's like 40, 42, and that nigga's still a bachelor. He got his daughter, like 17, 18, whatever, and it's like he's still partying, doing what he got to do. Like, there's some niggas that be like, oh, fuck it, I had a kid, so what? These niggas be like, I don't want to deal with that shit, fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like that I do not respect at all, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No, a few of those.
Then, you know, your daughter makes you a grandfather and you still deny both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is like mad reckless right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect niggas like that.
Dude. It's reckless. You know what it is? I don't think people, as a generation now, don't want to be grandparents.
Fuck.
They pretty much don't have a choice. Once you got a kid.
Regardless of the choice or not, I don't think people want to be grandparents no more. And that's the problem. We need grandparents. The grandparents are the ones that instill the shit that happened 30 years before. The grandparents are the ones that are going to say, you know what? Step up.
Yeah, but grandparents are not trying to be parents again either. You understand what I'm saying? They're there to just spoil their child.
My grandparent was never a parent.
My kids is already grown. Fuck that. I'm good. I'm going to lay back and let them take care of me. Oh, if you have a
baby, I'm just going to spoil you, my grandkid.
And that's it.
Yeah, but you spare them and install what he moved. I mean, you know, age can, you know, just like Vice said, it could differ, but it's your maturity level. If you're 21, you're mature, you already have children, and you can do your thing, do it. If you're not, don't do no oops.
Exactly.
Don't do no oops. Because
let's get into
oops.
Some music, man. We're going to come back to this. I don't want to cut nobody off. Everybody holding good thoughts. People call us up, man, 347-826-7722. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. You know what I mean? All
right, so what are we getting into right now?
I got a couple of things I could let go here. What do you want to jump into?
I want to jump into the fucking Royce 5'9".
All right, let's do Royce. We're going to do Royce 5'9" featuring Travis Barker, Gym Class
Heroes. Welcome back, Showcase. Welcome back, Showcase.
Name of this is what? Legendary, right?
Yes, sir.
Legend, something like that. Yeah. All right, let's
Legendary.
Get into it, man. Talk City Radio. The trio is back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the intern. We got to do intern show because we're gonna get back to that. We're gonna get
Ooh,
to that show.
Wait, what? Really? Oh,
yeah, we got an intern. But
we get into all that, rest in peace to Amy Winehouse. It's some fucked up shit, but
oh, that's
rest
crazy.
In peace, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, you know I want to get into that. Get into that track because I want to get into that. I want to get into
Nobody
that.
Nobody go nowhere, man. New Talk City, log in, man. www.lushradioonline.com. Team Lush is in the building.
Legendary, songs to my supplier. Plays in the key of the key, I'm like a messiah. Cross with the wire, rapping around the board, walking fire. Who bought their Bible, this the Christ chapter. I'm sick enough to take my life and take your life after. Don't take me like or play me like, we two were the same. God melted the Rubik's Cube in the fluid, threw it in my intuitive brain. I'm eating food for moving music in the gratuitous lane. But through twice, now I'm running through it till I'm through with the game. You can find me under a black cloud, I'm a dark star. Only thing I hate worse than a mark is a mark car. I climb mountains like Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. You can put a face with my style, it'll be Samuel Cassell. I put the fire up like I am a tranny from hell. What I got in my hand right now to remind you is Stanley Burrell. Cause it's the hammer, the cannon, you can dance with the shells. My pet peeves are granny panties and planets to fail. I'm a heavyweight, I'm catastrophic when I said it like Fahrenheit 9/11. Meditate to the levees break. Tatar and feather weights until my Betty straight. The Mac 11 to clap your melon and get your ass spaghetti face. You ever looked inside some dying eyes? You'll see surprise and realize there's no denying God. When was the last time that you heard that the iron tried? Ryan vibes like cyanide. I am proud to say that I've evolved. There's only one iron defying odds. Small time arrogance perishes every time the giant pride. Who y'all respect is probably cross-dressing. Your favorite MC could probably find itself vibing to my lost section. I'm legendary.
Now everybody wanna believe me, but they don't really know what's in my heart. I'm around and start to feel easy. My enemies starting to fall down.
Legendary.
Some bridges in the past, but I'm happy to say that I built a new bridge.
is fun killing. I'm forever willing and ready. I will make my children peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a machete. You marry the streets and we will kill at your wedding. Tell every guest at your reception they gon' get more than just hippa confetti. Now your bitch a believer. You know what you get when you mix a bumblebee with a lamb. You get bikini, I'm sitting in, riding through Pittsburgh while I'm listening to Wiz Khalifa. Black and yellow, the blunt to joint. Here's the reefer. 1 minute you tough, 1 minute you shook. I know I learned a while ago to hide power from you. I should just put it in a book. You illiterate parasites, I kill you every time. Throw a nigga body around the room, have a nigga looking like Jamiroquai. And yes, I am a firm believer that the naked truth looks 100 times better than the best dressed lie. And why you niggas is hating? I wonder if God really an atheist. He made me the same temperature as this minister Satan. Y'all need to repent cause y'all been imitating. A statue of me to use a statue of limitations. You backwards as me and the feminist Satan. Let's tally the sales like Gladys and Patti LaBelle. I'm a big wig, my flaws in the hole of a volcano. I'm having a big swig.
Now everybody wanna believe me, but they don't really know what's in my heart. I'm around and start to feel easy.
Man, DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Shouts to Run DMC. Shouts to Run DMC, both of them.
Yo, anyway, Vice. TDI.
Yeah. Bill.
You're 100% right. I want to get it out there again. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. You know, great talent lost at a young age, 27 years old. Insane. Now, you know what? I don't know if this is going to be a little bit awkward or whatever. The only thing I didn't like about the whole situation, that according to the Daily News, a friend told the British paper that Winehouse spent the last 7 days on a massive bender. Now, if I'm your friend, this is going both to you, TDI and Vice. If I'm your friend, and I consider you my close friend, and I'm watching you drive yourself into a massive bender. I'm calling somebody.
I feel you on that. Excuse me.
Or I'm taking you to the hospital. Or I'm taking your bender stuff and I'm throwing it in the fucking toilet because enough is enough.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's sad. I mean, you can't really help somebody who don't want to be helped either, though.
No, but it's not. You can then you call somebody. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something, TDI. If me and you are on tour, and me, you, and Vice are on tour, and TDI, you decide to go into an alcohol binge, and you're popping pills, and you're doing this, I am calling the cops. I am calling a psychiatric ward. I am calling somebody to strap you up in a fucking straitjacket and lock your ass down. Because I'd rather you be pissed off at me for those 5 minutes because I took you away from your drugs and your fucking alcohol than to lose you for the rest of my life. So you call it what you want to call it. You call me an asshole, call me a jerk. But you damn right, I can't stop you. But you know what? I'll call the cops and tell them, hey, this guy is fucking, look at this guy. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
I respect
am
that.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I mean, you're
probably going to be pissed off at me. You're probably going to look at me like, you called the cops on me, nigga. You're probably going to catch about 5 or 6 drug charges, and you're going to jail for a little while. But you know what? You're going to come out. You're going to be alive. You're going to be detoxed. I'm sorry.
So fresh,
yeah.
So clean, clean.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Nobody can stop anybody. But you know what? Yeah, there's a point in the time where if I'm your friend and I notice you're on a 7-day massive bender binge or whatever you want to call it, however those people claimed it, you got to do something. You got to call somebody. You can't just watch. Sure, here, have another drink. Yeah, here, have another one. You can't just watch. There's got to be a line drawn somewhere.
But I bet you that friend was on that bender right with her, too.
No, but then all right, so the farmer's on the bender as well, boom. Now, okay, so then how about the security guard? Let's go further. The security guard that was hired to watch her because she just came out of a rehab center. All
right, on another note, not to, you know, switch the subject on a more positive note, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is. It's crazy, man. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse, part of the Dead at 27 Club. Along with Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, and them, crazy. But I got a little email on Facebook about the whole having a kid thing. At what age? And it says, now, I feel that you can't really put an age when to have a baby. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're 15, then hell no. It all depends on your situation. Don't bring kids into the world if you're not doing good. Just don't have a kid just because that's not cool. Because if you're 21 and all about going to clubs, then no, 21 is not the age. But it all depends on the person and what they're doing with themselves. It's all about how mature and responsible the person is. What do you think about that, Vice?
It's true.
It's 100% correct. It's 100% correct. I couldn't have said it better. Whoever said that wrapped it up in a whole little ball. How many kids they got?
this person has 2 kids.
See?
Yeah, I know her pretty good. She's cool.
See? You know what it is?
Before I said the legend days and all that crazy other shit, I used to make sure everything was good with my kids, and then I'm out.
I'm not saying, yeah, like, let's not get it twisted here, people. I'm not saying, me, TDI, I'm not saying that you can't have kids and go out and you can't have kids and still enjoy your life. You can. But just remember
sure
that
they straight before you are.
All right, let's put it this way.
Right.
You're not saying that, but you know what we are saying? You have to be an adult to have a child. I don't care. You have to be an adult. 15 years old does not make you an adult. 14 years old does not make you an adult. You are still wet behind the ears.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess, you know.
My dude, you're not an adult until you can go out and get a full-time job and not have to have your parents sign off for you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not an adult.
Very
plain and simple. You're not an adult. Let me tell you something. If you're out of high school, you're 17 years old. You're an adult. You have decisions in life to make. If you're still in high school and you're still in ninth grade, you're still in eighth grade, actually, you know, and it goes one step further. These kids nowadays, 13, 12, and 11, and 14, talking about fucking this and fucking that, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You don't even know how to wash your drawers right.
Yeah, you're not doing nothing right. You ain't fucking. You think you're at 14 years old? You're fucking a woman good. You ain't fucking her at all.
Yeah, you know what I don't understand? Vice, you could probably help me out here. Showcase, you can give me your input. What's up with the kids having cell phones and being able to text and having all this access to these social medias like Facebook
networks and all that crazy shit, right?
Yeah, like I don't understand that, like. I don't have any kids, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm giving my child a cell phone is because maybe the mom's is not home, she's out at work, you're coming home from school, I need you to call me. I need to know where you at. But
my daughter's got cell phones for that reason. You know what I'm saying?
My son got a cell phone for the same reason.
Call me when you get out of school, and once you're upstairs, that cell phone is there.
And let me ask you something. Vice, how old is your daughter now?
My daughter 12.
And how long are you going to keep that? How long you as a parent, you as a responsible parent are going to keep that going, that she can't use that for anything else but call me when you get here, call me when you get back, call me
when you get back. So she's old enough to buy her own phone, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful, because that's the same way I feel.
You know what it is, my nigga? I'm not going to buy my daughter a BlackBerry or a Sidekick or whatever the fuck, an iPhone, because now you, as a parent, you know how the streets are, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Like, picture me buying my daughter an iPhone. Now I'm like, damn, she wanted it. What the fuck I just did? A nigga could just come out of nowhere, beat the shit out of my daughter and take a phone. Now what? Whose fault is that?
The parents' fault.
The parents' fault, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Parents' fault. You as a parent, you got it. My son got the slim down phone with nothing. Nothing.
No Twitter, no Facebook, listen, no nothing. My daughter's got the same phone, son.
It calls out and it receives calls. It can't do nothing.
Yeah, my nigga.
The phone call. Those are the $3.99 phones. It cost me nothing. And it does nothing. It rings when it gets called. It dials out when it dials out.
And it wakes them up for school.
Yep, and it wakes them up for school. It serves a dual purpose. But I'll tell you right now, when he comes home, that phone is in my hands.
Yeah, so. Like right now, my daughter will be like, oh, I can't have a Facebook. I'll be like, yeah, no Facebook for you. I don't know. I sit down, I talk to her one-on-one, let her know the situation. And she understands, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I told my son the same thing. You want a Facebook, take a picture of yourself, paste it on a book, and you're okay. There you go.
This nigga's stupid.
You got a Facebook.
You got your face on a book, literally.
Yeah, you got your, literally. Your face on a book.
I mean,
yeah.
We got some people that are about to call in, hopefully. I'm going to get into this joint over here. Not part of the 3-for-3 showcase.
Boo.
Don't worry about it. New Talk City, man. You already know, we over here, we politicking. We want to know, what are your thoughts about having a kid? Like, what's the right age? Some people told me, a girl told me the other day that I'm too old. I'm getting old. I'm not even 30 years old yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on these days, B? Somebody help us, man.
Here we go now. Here we go now. Here we go now.
Unstoppable. Yes, yeah. Pouring.
steady drinking, I just let it fly. Like it's wings on my dollars, I just let it fly. Hands in the air, oh yeah, come on and let it fly. Let's go, let's let it fly. Get ready, let it fly.
Hands in the air.
Up and let it fly. Hands in the air, oh yeah, come on and let it fly. Let's go, let's let it fly. Get ready, let it fly. I'm all about my business is so tremendous. Been weekends with different women, I'm living just for the minute. You holding on my attention, the way you turning and twisting your body in no position. You got me busted for tricking, come on.
Listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Let's showcase. Let's get into some more of your little list, man.
What's the next one on my list?
I don't know. Whatever you want to get into.
Yeah, all right. The next one, the one I want to get into. Vice, ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
Black Rob is back.
Who?
Black Rob is back.
No way.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy B.R. in the building, man. Box of one. Hello. Duck down. Yes. Oh, this, baby. It's about to be a problem. When I got out, it was hot out. Just like a bullet from your favorite firearm, kid, I shot out. I gave a shout out, those that doubted. Santel made me soft and I was no longer about it. Like I ain't come through and do platinum numbers. Like I ain't win no awards and rule for two summers. Like I ain't paid road for these newcomers. Like I ain't set the trend in 02 with the blue hummers. Man, the game's so fickle. But for y'all to lose faith in VR, I'm so tickled.
Yeah.
I learned the rules from the best and they still here. Plus, I'm not the type to just fold and disappear. Stalled career, I ain't shed one tear. New 8 months to a year, I'll be back in your ear. Making trips to the cashier. Crocs and cashmere, rocks and mad gear. Man, this is the world premiere. Oh, yeah, I came a long way from the abyss. And that money, I need that hand over fist, man. Yeah, nah, let me get some more of this shit, man. Yeah, all I ask is loyalty, fam, it's not much. I keep dudes around me that I can trust. And if it ever boils down to it, they gon' bust. No matter where you put me, eventually I adjust. You stay hating on the mover and shaker. Always begging, they ain't got no paper. If I was broke, I pull off the caper. Put a hammer in your face, take your next door neighbor. Down for anything, home invasion. He don't want to talk, I know how to persuade him. It's facts on the truck, and I'm trying to upgrade him. Duke in one cell, but the police made him. Come through, AK, finish it out. If you're joking, make my name taste like this shit in your mouth. You're fucking with the grown man, the games is over. Only time I'm in the hood is to recruit more soldiers. There's nothing soft about us, man, we roll like boulders. We them type of dudes that aim above the shoulder. The cops rather contain issues, but they suppress it. In the red zone, half of the time, they don't stress it. It's real niggas respect it. I don't sleep, even though I'm well protected. It's ways to get this money now, I'm well connected. So I'ma go out there and get it, man, the plan's perfected. Yeah. Bitch on the board. boxing one, man. Off the block, nigga. Be y'all. I ain't got nothing else to say, man. That's what it's like, man.
Off the Black Rob. Like Black Rob.
Black Rob. He said,
New Talk City. Vice is in the building. DJ Showcase is here. Shouts to Lotto. Shouts to Callion. Callion's been missing. I haven't seen Callion on Twitter.
Shout out to Callion. Mobster.
Shouts to Mobster.
Shout out to Lotto.
Shouts to Cuban Link. Shouts to Cuban Link on a block Friday. Shouts to everybody out there.
Whoa.
Shouts to Decode, Mikey.
It's a TDI. Wow. Guess what just came into the board today?
What's that?
New Dre Weston.
Really?
You know Dre, right?
Dre? Dr. Dre?
Dre, Monster Dre, Kid Dre from Dr. Fex.
Oh, yeah, New Dre?
Yes, New Dre, kid.
Briggity Dre?
Briggity Dre! Got the new Dre just dropped in right now, kid. I'm checking the mail, and all of a sudden, pop! Monster Dre. Remember my name. Yeah. I think we have the debut next week.
You already know that. You know we can definitely do that. Somehow a kid peeked into this topic.
Hello?
What's up? Oh, yeah, man. So, we already know, man. I mean, shout out to everybody out there who has kids, all the young ladies who have kids, young fellas who have kids. Shout out to everybody who's taking care of their kids. Shout out to all the single parents.
You emphasize that, right? Taking care of their kids.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there that's not taking care of them. I could point 1,000 of them out, but it's very few that are taking care of them, and those are the ones that count. You know what I'm saying?
And listen, taking care of your kids is not throwing a bottle at them every 5 minutes.
Taking care of a kid is not always giving
the mother
of your child's money.
You know what I'm talking about, right? I've seen those parents so much. I ride the train. I've seen those parents so much. The kids screaming their lungs out. And what does the mother do? She throws them a bottle.
Or give them NyQuil.
Yeah, or something like that. Pick up your kid. There's something wrong. Obviously, there's something wrong. Nurture your kid, you stupid bitch. What's wrong with you? Pick them up. Yeah, I'll be looking at them like, damn, you know, obviously there's something wrong with the child. The child only cries if they're hungry, they wet themselves, or maybe they just need, you know, maybe they just need that love and attention. They just need that a little attention. You pick them up for 5 minutes.
And what do they
have
to do, Showcase? Don't give them a bottle. What do they got to do?
All they got to do is pick them up, you stupid bitch. Monday, women riding the subways, your children are crying. Please pick them up. Somebody picked you up, you stoop. When you were a child, they picked you up and they coddled you. And now that you have a kid, you can't coddle your kid. You can't pick up your kid and show them a little affection. You can't show them just a little tad. Pick them up. If you don't want them, I'll take them. I'll pick them up. Raise your kid better than you can raise your own. Stupid. Pick him up. Give him a kiss. Give him a hug. Tell him I love you. Maybe that's all they're looking for, is a little attention. Just pick up your baby. Get him to stop crying, you stupid bitch. You serious? If you don't want a kid, you shouldn't have spread your legs. You should have stayed absent. In fact, you should have became a nun. Should have became a nun. Buy you 2 little Energizer bunny batteries. That's what you get here. Bunnies. Go ahead. I'm done.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
I have to put an appendix to that. I gotta just put a little amendment to that. It's gonna take 2 seconds. It's a quick little amendment. Vice, you ready for this one?
Any music?
No, I don't need music. Leave the music off. Leave the music off. The kids are screaming on top of their lungs. Screaming. The mother doesn't know what to do. Throws a bottle. Still screaming. The mother don't pick up the kids. Still screaming. Then the mother looks at the kid and yells at the kid, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" You know what? I wish that a little kid, like at 1 year old, can actually speak little words and say, "Hello? You bitch, you're wrong with me. You fucking asshole. What's wrong with you? I don't want a bottle."
Like Stewie. Like Stewie.
What you think, man? But, you know what? It kills me because they look at the kid, "What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to smack you if you don't shut up." And da-da-da-da. I wish the kid could say, "I wish you would, bitch. I wish you would put your hands on me. Go ahead. Go ahead, I will fuck you up. I will kick you in your ovary. My foot fits right up in there. You'll never be able to fuck again in your life."
That's fucked up.
That's crazy, right? I'll give you a hysterectomy. I wish a kid could just come out and just say it. I wish they could just say it. I will run the parents to do then. Come on, man. Serious? Come on, man.
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
So
basically, you know what? I mean, to top off the whole thing, age is going to be up to the person. You could be 21, you could be, you know, I'm gonna even push it down to about 18. You could be 18, but you have to be an adult. You have to. You can't be a child. You can't be 11 and say you're a good parent. No, you're not. At 11 years old, you're not a good parent. You're a child yourself. Your parents are probably good parents to you and parents to the grandkids, but you're not a good parent. You're not. Really?
Shut up.
You're not. You know, that's the, I heard a little 14-year-old say, "I'm a good parent." Really? How good are you a parent? Did you graduate high school? Do you have a job? Who do you live with? I live with my mama.
I'm living with my mama.
But you know what I mean? I live with my mama, and you're a good parent. Girl, you 14 years old.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you crazy, son. Just be smart about it. And you know what? You know what, Vice? TBI, you know what I blame it on right now? I blame it on TV.
Think so?
Yes, it is, kid. Because you know what? You growing up, how many times did you hear the word bitch on TV?
Bitch isn't really a curse, though.
Vice, how many times did you hear the word bitch on TV?
Yeah, when I tell you the truth, when I was watching TV, all that shit used to be blurred.
Blurred, right? Everything was blurred. How about this one? How much sexual innuendo did you actually see on TV?
Shit, nigga.
If you watch Family Guy, and a lot of kids, younger kids in their teens, 13, you know, they watch Family Guy, and there's a lot of sexual shit in it.
Not even at that age. You got fucking 6 and 7 year olds watching that shit. 8 year olds.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you know what? But here's the thing. How many times when you were 6 or 7 years old did you hear about that on TV? How many times?
Yeah, my nigga, I
couldn't
even watch War Warriors, my nigga.
It's not about what you couldn't watch. There was nothing like that available for you.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? On regular TV. On regular 1 through 12 or whatever you want to talk about.
I couldn't even watch TV, nigga. My TV was from 3 to 4 and get to homework. After that, that's it. Shower up, do your homework, time for bed, nigga.
And done. It's these damn TV shows. And you know what the other one I like? You know the other one I like, Vice? There's they promote it a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've seen the signs on the subway, and these signs kill me. I wish I could find the person that actually made the sign so I could smack them in the face and say, "You stupid fuck." There's a sign in there that says something about HIV and this, and that. Right? And the cover art for that sign is two kids that they're about 12 and 15 years old, smiling, holding each other. You seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't show kids. Show adults. Show people that actually are older. Don't show these two kids hugging and screaming and doing this thing because you're promoting it. You're trying to get the point, use condoms and this and that, but you're promoting it by showing children on the poster. Take the children off the poster, replace them with adults in their 30s, in their 25s, because you know what? Age just doesn't affect kids. It affects everybody. But they show it as an effect for kids. The kids are like 13 years old and they're smiling and they're like a couple. Oh, check out my boyfriend. I'm 15. I'm 13. Check out my boyfriend. My boyfriend works at McDonald's. He got a Huffy BMX with spinners. Really? Really? Stupid.
Crazy.
Stupid. It's crazy, kid. It's, you know, they should make a law.
You're
listening
to Lush Radio.
They should pass a law over here.
Lush Radio online.
They should literally pass a law, Vice. We should fight for the law to be passed. If you're under 17 years old and you have a child, your child is getting taken away from you.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta take a test to have a kid.
You know?
What?
You gotta take a test, right? You gotta take a test. If you can't pass this aptitude test at your age, or you don't have, you know, because let me tell you, in rare cases, you know, people do have children at 14, 15, but they have a structural foundation in their home that can support that. So if you don't have that foundation at home that can support that, then you need, you know, it's better for the child and it's better for you. Because the child will grow up in a better place, and you grow up in a better place.
Yeah.
Vice. TDI, you yep. Turn the show into Oprah, son. This is like... I haven't heard not one call, kid. This is like the Oprah hour.
Nah, a lot of people were hitting us up on the Facebook, though.
What are they saying?
A lot of people were hitting us up, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. People just like to lay back, you know what I mean?
Today's Lay Back Monday. Lay Back Monday, recuperating from the heat. Vice, how did the heat treat you, my friend?
Oh, man. The heat was all right, man. Went to the pool with my kids. Then went to CT, chilled over there. Fucking lakes was awesome. Fucking did, man, shit, road boating, all that crazy shit. So I was always in the water.
Yeah? So you burnt up. You like chicharrone.
I'm blacker than black, nigga.
Burnt up, kid. Burnt up. Yeah, I tell you what, I went to the park. Yo, Vice, you ready for this one? TDI finally called me up at like 11 o'clock in the morning. He finally hit me up. He finally was able to wake up. At 11 o'clock, right? He hits me up. He hits me up on a text. He's like, "Yo, I'm stepping out for a minute.
Lush.
I'll holler at you when I get back." Right? Because, you know, TDI is always complaining that I don't come through no more and da da da. It's just that. I hit you up when I get back, right? He called me up today. He says, "Yo, I'm back."
The fuck?
He said, "Yeah, I'm back." No call, like, "Yeah, I'm going to be delayed over here." So yeah, I literally said I felt bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming through. I'm gonna make an effort to come through. And I'm waiting here. About 2 hours passed by, waiting.
Boom,
waiting,
boom,
waiting.
Boom! Head bust in the building.
I'm like, damn, what kind of minute is over 3 hours? And then I said, you know what? Forget it. I'm gonna go do my own thing. And then he calls me up today. and tells me I got delayed. 48 hours later. See, that's what happens, right? That's what happens. Because I'll go to his house and I'm knocking on the door, and he'll be so comatose, he won't answer the door.
Sure.
He won't answer the door, or he won't pick up the phone. So I can never get in touch with him. I have to go. You know, to see TDI, I got to go around like at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to back a sign, and then I'll find him.
Not even there, nigga.
In the
won't find me
there.
Won't find me nowhere. Listen, man, I got to wrap this up here. It's crazy. We love the ladies at the end of the day. So we're going to go out with a bang for y'all.
Some of them.
I mean.
Some of them. Some of them. Not all of them.
Before we wrap it up, I got a shout-out. Shout-out my nigga Hawkey for them SmackDown tickets. That shit was crazy yesterday.
Oh.
When White Plains went to see SmackDown, you know what I'm saying? This shit was crazy, sorry. Got to meet the motherfucking, the legendary Brett. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, sorry. Kind of fun. Took my little nigga Spanky with me. Fucking Bret Hart looked like an old ass nigga, so I'm still rocking Jordans though.
Alright. That's what's up. So we back next Monday? We back here next Monday?
Always Monday. Same
okay.
Time.
Where's TDI? Did he just hang up or he just not being...
I'm here. You already know. Same time, same channel, baby.
He just Facebooking it. You just heavy Facebooking it, right?
Nah, man. I got to wrap this up, B. I'm going to call y'all individually. Let y'all know what's popping. In Talk City Radio. Let's do it.
Hey.